Highbridge Audio presents Lion Boy by Zizou Korda. Read for you by Simon Jones.
Chapter 1. One Saturday afternoon in September, Charlie's mum was up a ladder in the backyard, doing things to plants halfway up the wall. Charlie didn't know what or care. He liked the yard, the gorgeous honey-lemon smell of the flowers, and the great Christmas tree that hung over the back wall with its shiny silver and green and purple fruits that he would harvest towards midwinter and sell at the market. He liked climbing about in the tree and in the ruins beyond, running down to the river and talking to the cats that lived down there. But he didn't care what his mum was doing up the ladder, until he heard a shriek and a clatter and a rude word, and he ran out to see. His mum was on all fours, on the ladder, on the ground, with festoons of the honey-smelling plant around her, her red hair wild and her face as white as ice. "Stupid, stupid," she was muttering. "No, you're not," said Charlie. He offered her his hand, and she pulled up to her feet, wincing. "You wouldn't be a professor if you were stupid." "Clever people can do stupid things," she said. "Let me into the house." She hobbled inside, and Charlie followed, worried, but not worried, because his mum was the strongest, cleverest, bravest person in the world, apart from his dad, of course. And if anyone could handle falling off a ladder, she could. "Ow," she said. Charlie had already passed her the arnica, a chocolate biscuit, and a small bottle of her secret shock remedy, which she made in her laboratory, and which smelt of comfort and brandy and sweet winter herb.